He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Thursday, May 28th. The Texans completed their second week of OTAs today. And during this week, the Texans saw a change in their starting lineup on defense. That would be Dominique Barber, who's entering his second year in the league, got a starting spot at strong safety to take over for Nick Ferguson. Now, there's been a lot of rumors around Dominique Barber and if he would get this starting position as the Texans head into the regular season. Nick Ferguson was getting the nod at the beginning of OTAs, but now it looks like Dominique is getting reps with the first team. So it will be interesting to see how he develops. Now, the other big question mark that we've been talking about a lot is who will be the running back to back up Steve Slayton? Well, of course, the two primary options are Chris Brown and Brian Moats. Well, today we caught up with Brian Moats. Last year, Moats was the main backup for Steve Slayton because Chris Brown was injured. Now, Moats is also seeing this as a huge opportunity to be the guy to back up Steve Slayton.
What did you think when you saw the Texans didn't draft a running back?
Of course it's a good feeling, you know. Of course I have a lot to prove, but at the same time it did feel good to know that they have some type of confidence in me as a runner. And I'm looking forward to capitalizing on that more to be more comfortable with me.
Well, Coach Kubiak has said that he's been really impressed by your performance so far in OTAs. I mean, do you feel like you have a huge opportunity right now that you can take advantage of?
I do. And, you know, opportunities only come around once in a lifetime. So I will be full throttle and at everything I do.
Now, the Texans coaching staff has liked what they've seen from Moats. In fact, head coach Gary Kubiak said that Moats has been one of the players who has impressed him the most during OTAs this year. So Kubiak thinks that Moats has a lot to offer and will be keeping a close eye to see if Moats, yes, can be the guy to back up Steve Slayton.
Well, I remember studying Ryan coming out, so I knew a lot about him, liked his ability. Why it didn't happen in Philly, you never know. The one thing that was constant when I talked to Andy and a few of the guys that had him there, they're very positive about him. Just didn't work out there, so we felt good about giving him a chance. I think what's happened, a lot of times you'll see players, Joel Dreesen's a great one that comes to mind, where they get drafted, it doesn't initially work for them, if they're hungry enough, they'll make it in this league, and I think that's what you're seeing from him right now. Hey, he's not many stops you get in this league, and he's getting an opportunity here to take advantage of it.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in
Houston. Football time in Houston.